I keep hearing about a trip that football team took to Miami about 1932. And could you tell me what
that trip though?
Would you? What are your recollections of that?
Well, I think what happened there, if I'm not mistaken, and some of this I gathered in later years, the University of Miami had written a letter to William and Mary in regards to scheduling William and Mary for a football game. Somehow the other, the letter came to the Norfolk Division instead of being sent to Williamsburg. Mm-hmm. So the contract was signed and sent down, returned to the University of Miami. And the result was that our football team in 1932 went down and played the University of Miami. This was the year before they instituted the Orange Bowl game. Mm-hmm. So we, for many years, used to say that actually we were the first team to play in the Orange Bowl. And if memory serves me correctly, the football team went down. They had a number of faculty sponsors. I know Lewis Webb was one. They went down in a Pullman car. When they got to Miami, the Pullman was shunted on the sidetrack, and that's where they stayed till they returned to Norfolk. It was a close-fought game, and I think the final score was Miami 6, and we had 2. They gave us a safety to protect their touchdown lead late in the game. They actually gave us a safety. Otherwise, they would have had to punt in that.
4 years
well,
old.
Yeah, right. Ours, of course, was a 2-year school. We had a number of outstanding boys that Scott had recruited. They seemed to have come from all over. I guess today some of the boys may have been questioned as to the academic status at the time, because I know a number of them after the football season was over just withdrew from school. But we had a very successful season that year. If I'm not mistaken, we had only lost one game previous to the time we played Miami. I think our record then was something like 9 victories and 1 defeat. And Scott had started to upgrade the football schedule. We were playing smaller colleges like East Carolina Teachers College, which is now East Carolina University, Lewisburg. I think we played the Catholic University freshman that year. So all in all, it was a very successful year. And as I say, that was a story that I heard, that the letter Miami had sent to William and Mary somehow got to Norfolk, and we signed the contract and showed up.
Did they know it was us before we got down there?
I don't think so. I've never heard their version of the story, because it was, as I say, one fine football game, and certainly the Norfolk Division acquitted itself, I think, as well as William and Mary perhaps would have done.
Was it in-